Friends who stand tall, holding on to hope. From an interview by Daniela Subieta.
Hi, I'm Emma. When I was 7, I got really sick. We found out I have a disease in my blood called leukemia. But I keep fighting to be strong no matter what. The Holy Ghost and me. Before going to stay at the hospital, I wanted to have the gift of the Holy Ghost. I didn't know if I could get baptized while I was going through treatments, but it worked out. I was baptized and received the Holy Ghost when I turned 8. Looking for the good. In the hospital, my mommy and I talked about all the good things in my life. There were things like my body healing and the children in our ward praying for me every day. We decided there's more good than bad. A brother's gift. Doctors said I needed healthy bone marrow, the spongy tissue inside of the bone, from someone. My brother Alex's bone marrow matched mine, so doctors took some of his to give to me. I was nervous and a little scared, Alex said, but I did it anyway because I love my sister. Home from the hospital. Now that I am out of the hospital, I stay at home while my body heals. I like to play and make art. I'm also writing a book for school about leukemia. I go to primary with video chat. My primary president invited me to give a talk. I was a little nervous, but mostly excited. I talked about Jesus Christ. I'm glad I got to give a talk and be a part of primary.
Emma's tips for standing tall.
Look for good things happening in your life. Be creative to make things work, like when I gave a talk over video chat. Pray always, especially when things get hard.
Emma's testimony.
I know Heavenly Father cares about me because He gave me so many blessings. He can do the same for anyone. If you are going through a hard time, stay strong. Keep fighting no matter what and make good choices. Even though things can start off crummy, they can end up a lot better.
Send us your footprint. How do you follow Jesus by standing tall? Trace your footprint and send us your story and photo, along with your parents' permission. Find out how on page 39.
End of the article, Holding On to Hope, read by Salem Tolis and Ethan Nelson.